going through a campaign for office, no matter what level, but especially something of the level of the U.S. Senate, certainly teaches you a lot of lessons. Is there anything that you think that you've learned from previous experience that can really enhance your potential to do well and be effective this go-around?
I learned a lot of lessons. I learned that there are some incredibly great people that give of their time and treasure. I also learned that there are people in politics that probably couldn't find a job anywhere else because they just have absolutely no value system, no moral compass, and it's an interesting endeavor because the reasons I'm getting into this, if we could debate Obamacare, if we could debate the economic policies of the Obama administration, if we could debate the foreign policy, I would be happy to sit down with Senator Udall and have a full hour discussion on the Jimmy Sangerberger show about the Syria issue. I'm absolutely positive that no Democrat wants to do that. There have been so many embarrassments. And so really the thing that I learned and has really stuck with me and what I need to do and Republicans need to do in this election cycle is to focus on the issues that the voters care about and stay focused on those and don't let the liberal media and don't let the liberal candidates take us off of the things that the U.S. Senate is really doing into other areas that it just doesn't work on.
Sure. And you mentioned two key issues there that I wanted to talk about with you. Ken Buck, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in the Colorado primary. And the first would be defunding Obamacare. Now, you've come out saying, well, we should be defunding Obamacare. And I agree with you. I want to, before I get your take on it, I want to play some criticism of our shared position that Jonah Goldberg had on Fox News just yesterday. And then get your take on this and get your take overall on the reasons why this fight against Obamacare must continue and is so important. Here's Jonah Goldberg yesterday.
Thank you all. We had this vote today on the House side, funds the government through December 15th. But strips funding for Obamacare and now heads to the Senate. Jonah, is this a kamikaze mission?
I don't know if it's a kamikaze mission. There's definitely a lot of kabuki theater in it, to find another Japanese word. It is, in some ways, there has been this, it's sort of like a long con where you try to convince people to part with their money. And the trick is that the con artists are supposed to leave before they realize it's a con. And what's happened here is that this whole defund Obamacare thing has been exposed with the sort of the con artists still left out there. I mean, I like Ted Cruz. I like Mike Lee, but these guys have been selling a plan that simply won't work, and they've been denouncing anyone who says it won't work as prematurely surrendering, when in fact all they were doing was just predicting where the facts would take them.
So
to that point, I want to go ahead.
That would be Jonah Goldberg, a conservative writer at National Review and other things. How do you respond to that? Is trying to defund Obamacare a kamikaze mission or just kabuki theater, or is there a real legitimate reason to put up that fight?
I think there's a legitimate reason, Jimmy. We cannot allow Obamacare to become one of the entitlements in this country. We've got to deal with health care. We've got to create more of a marketplace. We've got to give a patient-centered health care system a chance. We've got to give consumers the information they need to make good choices. We've got to do a better job educating the public about their personal accountability for their health and give them incentives. And if Obamacare becomes a part of our cultural expectation, we have lost. We can't afford another huge entitlement like Obamacare. So, you know, first of all, defunding it is a little bit of a misnomer. We actually will be only dealing with the discretionary part of the Obamacare formula, the IRS agents, some of the folks that are actually yet to be funded in that budget. But if we don't draw if we don't make a very strong case to the public why this should happen, shame on us, because in 20 years it will be a disaster on the budget.
Having researched Obamacare a great deal myself, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, we cannot risk having another entitlement that includes not just entitlements, but also includes taxes and regulations and restrictions on businesses. I mean, I was meeting last week with the guy who was in the insurance company. He told me the morning before we met for lunch that he was literally just going through regulations, period. No productive work. The day before, he was doing a CE class focused on Obamacare largely. This is something that is really affecting businesses where they're not able to be productive. Instead, they have more paperwork to work on, Ken Buck. They have more tasks that they have to complete in order to meet with these government mandates and regulations. And it's constraining businesses' ability to be productive and to help grow our prosperity, especially when so many people are struggling.
Well, and it's not just that. There are so many businesses now that are laying off employees or cutting back on hours.
Precisely.
To avoid the effects. This is having effect of manipulating the marketplace in a counterproductive way when we are very vulnerable in our recovery from a recession. And it's just the wrong program at the wrong time in this country's history.